Our next topic is a guide to representing impaired professionals. And we have three folks who've come to speak with us about this. The first is Darren Dest. He represents healthcare professionals and in connection with peer reviews, investigations, licensing, and general healthcare issues. He began his career at the medical board as a staff attorney, and he graduated from Florida State University College of Law in 2008 and is a founding member of the firm of Life, Dest, and Smith. And another of the founding members of that firm is also here, Betty Smith. She is a Tulane undergrad with two bachelors, not just one, and she got her JD from Loyola University New Orleans School of Law. She's licensed in both Louisiana and Texas, no mean feat. And she handles professional licensing defense, including SOA cases. Our third panel member is not a lawyer, so y'all be on your best behavior. Brittany Majewski is a nurse. She became a registered nurse in 2013. She has a bachelor's degree in nursing. She has a master's degree in nursing education. And from 2021 to January of 2023, she was a clinical instructor at UT School of Nursing. And since January of 2023, she has been the director of the Texas Peer Assistance Program for Nurses. So with that, I welcome all three of those folks to come and talk about representing impaired professionals. I think right is advance, left is go back.
Yeah. Good morning. So the way that we kind of structured our presentation is I'm going to give a little bit of an overview, kind of speak generally about representing impaired individuals, and then we're going to moderate a panel discussion between Ms. Majewski and Ms. Smith about kind of the practicalities of representing impaired professionals, and then also, you know, more about TPAP and its mission. So I think it's important to talk about, you know, obviously the potential causes of impairment. When we talk about that, we're talking about substance use disorders, alcoholism, illicit drug use, even abuse of prescription medications. Also, mental health disorders are very common and can certainly be impairing. And other physical and mental conditions, cognitive decline, you know, brain injuries, anything that would really affect, you know, a professional's ability to do their job. And so that kind of leads into sort of defining that. What do we mean by impairment? So when an individual's social and professional functions are compromised due to any of these conditions, basically. Let's talk about the prevalence of impairment. According to the 2023 Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration report, 17.1% of people 12 or older qualified as having a substance use disorder in the preceding year. Obviously, that's a very high number. That doesn't include the 22% of adults who have experienced in that same period mental illness. And then also, a lot of times those are co-occurring, you know, in the individual. So they might be dealing with a substance use disorder, you know, and co-occurring mental illness, which can obviously complicate things further. Impairment amongst professionals. So, you know, when we talked about the general population just now, it turns out that amongst professionals, and we constantly hear this, you know, the prevalence of substance abuse can even be higher. You know, oftentimes they're dealing with the same kind of stressors as the general population, whether they're economic stressors, genetic predispositions, difficult family situations. But also these professionals are holding, you know, often high-level positions in demanding fields. They have greater work pressures and demands upon them. And obviously they have to display professional competence, which, you know, can be impaired by any of these different conditions. For healthcare professionals who, you know, my practice is primarily representing doctors, nurses, pharmacists, It can even be more risky, as they often will have increased access to drugs of abuse or misusing prescription drugs.